Okay, today's daf is daf Chaf Ches in Maseches Nedarim. And let us start from the Mishnah on Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. Chaf Zayin Amud Beis says the Mishnah. Again, yesterday we had discussions of Asmachta, we had discussions of Ones. One thing I did not discuss, but just to note, the discussion that we've shown him here is the relationship between Asmachta and Tanai. Why isn't every Tanai an Asmachta? I'll marry you on condition that something occurs. Why isn't that an Asmachta? Well, we say that's okay. You're allowed to make Tanai. So the relationship between Tanai and Asmachta is something that is discussed by the Rishonim. Do we say the difference is something in your control versus out of your control, something that's happening really now versus later? Again, that is the Rishonim here, the Ramban, the Ran discuss also the relationship between Tanai and Asmachta. Okay, so now let's start the Mishnah. Masdisen, Nodrin, Laharugin, Velacha. So we finished the four types of Nedarim that the first Mishnah in the Perek listed off. So now we have a couple of other connected Mishnais. So says the Mishnah, note other examples of a Neder which is not really with full intent. There are other reasons why you're taking this Neder. Nodrin, Laharugin, somebody that's coming around and murdering people in order to get their land. So you're allowed to make a neder to that horeg and say, oh, this land, it's shruma land, or it belongs to the government. You're allowed to make up a story and make a neder about it. Exactly what the lashon is, we'll get to in the Gemara. But you're allowed to make such a neder, laharagin, to prevent to save your life, basically, or to prevent this horeg from taking your land, v'lacharamim, and for somebody who is makram. Makram is somebody who's like a horeg, but instead of sakanas nefashis, sakanas mamon, a moches, a makram, a plunderer, somebody who's going to take away all your money. So again, you're allowed to lie to them and say, make a neder that is not true. Ula muksin, and also to a tax collector. Also to a tax collector, you're allowed to make it an untrue neder. Again, we'll talk about it in the Gemara, why you're allowed to do that. Shehi truma, you're allowed to make a neder in all these cases that it is truma, ava vishehena truma, even though it's not truma. Vishehen shal beis hamelech, that they belong to the king, the government, ava vishehena shal beis hamelech, even though they don't belong to the king. So again, that is a neder haragin. It's interesting, if you think about it, this comes up a number of times in the Gemara. These people, once you say it's truma, then they're not going to touch it. Truma! They'll kill you, but they're not going to touch the truma. Right, so again, it's they're more worried about truma. Again, truma we know is serious. We know even Am Haaretz are mafra truma gedola. Tamai is only a suffix about maisris, and maybe truma's maisr because no maisrisha was taken off. But they're scared of truma. We know that they don't lie about truma on Shabbos. But again, it's fascinating that we have people out there that are more scared of truma than they are about killing. Right, you don't have to go further than Avram Avinu. That they have certain types of hierarchy, right? They'll kill him in order so that they don't have to live with an Eishes Ish, the Anshei Mitzrayim. You're probably the most famous warped priorities hierarchy is the Gemara we had back in Maseches Yuma and Daf Chav Gimel. We have the story there, Tana Rabbanan. Maisa b'shnei kohanim shayu shneim shavin v'ratzin. The two kohanim, they were running up to do the avoda up the ramp. V'olim b'kevesh, and they were going up the ramp. Kadam echad mehem l'toch arba amashal chaveiro. One of them wins. One of them wins, and what happened? Natal Sakin v'tokala b'libo. The other guy took out a knife and stabbed. The knife probably that he was going to use to do the avoda on top of the mizbeach. And he took it out and he stabbed the other fellow Kohen. Reb Yitzchak, get up on my list of ulam. Reb Sado gets up on the steps of the ulam. V'yamar achinu beis Yisrael. He starts crying and screaming. Hare Yomer, it says, right, this story of Eglah Rufa, if you find the corpse and you have to give kapara for it. Anu Ami Lavi Eglah Rufa, what are we gonna bring Eglah Rufa for on? Al Ha'ir or Al Ha'azaras. For the base of Mikdash, we're gonna bring a karban, we're gonna bring an Eglah Rufa. So it's so tragic, said Reb Tzadok. Go Kalam Bibhi, everybody started crying, and all of a sudden, Ba Aviv Shaltino, Kumatuk Shimafarpa, the father of this victim, comes into the Beis HaMikdash, another Kohen, obviously, and he sees his son is about to die. He's being mefarper. He's a goses. And what's his reaction? What should be his reaction? Help him out. What's happening? What are you talking about kapara for? My son isn't dead yet. And therefore save him. No. And therefore, v'lonitma sakin. The knife's not tame yet. Take the knife out. The knife didn't become tame yet. Well, Lametcha says the Gemara, shekasha aleim taras akelim yosef mishrichas damim. Right, more than murder was they were worried about Tumetar of the Kalim. What a warped mentality. Tumetar is important, but the Kanas Tafashis. Maybe you maybe you're killing the guy by taking it out. Maybe you're killing him quicker. So that's probably the most well-known example of a warped mentality. But here you have it in our Mishnah. Right? People, they wouldn't eat truma, chas v'shalom, but they'll kill you. They'll kill you. They just won't eat. They won't eat truma. The Sharm Tziyana Balacha in Chelik Aleph, not in his commentary, but in Chelik Aleph, Simon Mem Vav quotes Tshuvos about whether if somebody is nizhar on something chamur, are you allowed to believe them that they will be nizhar on something kal? Meaning, do you believe that people have this hierarchy of chumra averis and kula averis? So he says lav davka. Like, look at the example that we just gave. You can be machmer on truma and you can be mekel on ritzicha. So he quotes the Marsham. Da'ma'aretz she'ini yodeh lahavchin bin isra Torah l'isra d'rabanan. Yeah, but Ama'aretz, who is doesn't even know what's a d'rabanan, what's a d'araisa. Kishe'enu nishar isra d'rabanan chashana mi'al d'araisa. If he's not careful on a d'rabanan, he's chashana on a d'araisa also. U'mashma b'zeh, d'kashe is kazeh, kishana rom shu'zar b'isra kal ne'man alakol. The Marsham sounds like, if you see a zahir even on kal, lenient, light averus, so you should believe him on more chamer. It says the Sharm Zer Malacha, Tzarech Iyun. How can you do that? Many examples in Shas, like our Gemara, that even if you're Zayr on a cow, who says that means you're Zayr on a chamer? Right, the Gemara we had beginning of Masechus Ksubis. Isser Avelus Yoser Me Isser Nida. In people's eyes, Avelus, Naphtalid, Avelus more chamer than Nida. And people are very bachmer. When it comes to Avelus, when it comes to saying Kaddish, they want to miss. Even though they're not Shomer, many other things. Again, you find, he quotes the Gemara in Yuma, but you find that this is something that you cannot judge based on a Chamer Nakal. And he even quotes the Sanzo, the Divrei Chaim. Ubavonoseinu harabim, machmirim b'chasidus, u'mekilim b'mashe echmir Torah. We're machmir by the Midas Chasidus, and we forget what it says in the Torah. Upuk, this is the Divrei Chaim talking. Upuk chazi gam bizmanenu, machmirim b'minhagim kalim, u'mekilim b'mashe asra opi haTorah. Right, I'm not just as an example. Again, we're not picking on any minhag. We should be machmer on every minhag and every din. You know, any emails I got about saying the parnasa tefillah this past Tuesday? I got like 42 emails that used to say the tefillah parnasa. Wonderful. You want to say the tefillah parnasa? Wonderful. But what about the emails about not violating gzela? And what about the emails about not doing this and making brachas properly and davening bisman? And you know, there could have been many emails. But this is okay. You want to say this minhag? You makayim the minhag. But again, that's exactly the words of the Divrei Chaim. They became imanu roim b'ishu zara linyan kal in lahamid yisod amid olachal davers. How can you automatically jump if he's zara the kal, he's zara the chamor? So he just sarachia and he has on that marsham that you find in a number of places in Shas and Pukhazi, look around us. We ourselves are zara on certain things and we're not zara on other things. So it's something that you see again from this Gemara, from this Mishnah, another example. Yeah.
We have it earlier that people are zara and shvu, but
right, Zohar and Shvua, but they wouldn't, well, we had that Kasha, that was Tosas Kasha. If they're not Zohar and Shvua, what about Ovdi Avodah Zohar? Tosas didn't answer, yeah.
Okay, they're making a neder, or he's declaring it's true?
What is it's a neder. What exactly is the neder? The Gemara is going to say what the Lashon is of the neder. Basically, just to foreshadow, all fruit are usher to me if this isn't Truma. That's the kind of neder that he's going to say. But again, he just wants to get this Horeg off his back, and this Moches, and this Machrim. Isn't Shuma, you're not comparing. Right, no different. Shuma is a no different Dabar Aser. We had that back on Daf Yagimel, beginning of the second para, correct. But again, here you're not doing Hatfasa. Remember, there are two ways to make an Eder. You could just say, this is Aser, or you could say, this is Aser, like that's Aser. So by Hatfasa, if you're comparing, then the original thing has to be a Dabar Hanader, not a Dabar Aser. But I could just say something is Aser to me. I say it's Shuma. I'm making it up. Okay, continuing the Mishnah. Last line, Beishamai Omrim Bakol Nodrin Chutzbi Beshvua. Beishamai says you're allowed to do this to a Horeg or to a Moches by Nedarim. You're not allowed to make a Shvua to the effect. You're not allowed to be Nishma that they're Truma. Beishamai Omrim Af Beshvua. Beishamai says no. You could even do a Shvua. You could even make a Shvua about this, about these fruit. The Ritva points out that this cannot be. Beis Hillel cannot be allowing you just to take a mamish a shvua sheker. I swear these are truma. He can't allow you to do that. Total shvua sheker. If it's pikuach nefesh, okay. If it's mamish pikuach nefesh, but it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like that if you give the field, that he's not going to kill you. Right? If it's mamish pikuach nefesh, do whatever you want. But it sounds like except the big three. But it sounds like if you give the field, you want to save your field. So if you want to save your field, you're allowed to do this. So the Ritva says, we're not talking about here mamish like a shvua sheker. Lo she yishbashi chuma o shal beis hamelach. Tahal shikra mishtabe. But what does it mean here? You swear that you, it's kind of indirect. You swear you're not going to get benefit for improvement of the world if it's not truma. You say a backhanded type of shvua, which has sheker ramifications, but you didn't dafka say sheker. You didn't dafka say sheker, because that says the Ritva, I cannot accept. And the other Rishon, the Meiri here, says, no, what do you mean? You can make that. You can make a straight shvua. Make a straight shvua. The whole shvua is based on false premises anyway. So what's the difference if you say it in a backhanded way and has sheker ramifications versus saying it? He said, just say it. And you know what? Says the Meiri, maybe it's not so sheker anyway, even if you say straight. You say, oh, these fruit belong. I swear these fruit belong to the Beis HaMelech. Says the Meiri, every man is the king of his own family. It's the Meiri's line. Every man is the king of his own family. So it's not. Maybe it's not such a sheker. You call this truma. Maybe it means the best of your fruit. You know, so it's lav dafka that it's sheker gomur. So again, it's one to bring home to the Shabbos table this week. Says the right there, last base, hello apeshua kain, shenishbam b'muchlav shal beis hamelech, and it's not a problem. Go shekori labala peros melech, tekarchem abeisei pardash chalavi. So again, that's the Meiri. Machlokas Meiri and the Ritva, whether you're allowed to swear straight. How flexible is Beis Hillel here, where he says apeshvua? Does it only mean in a backhanded way, like the Ritva, or straight? That's what the Meiri says here in his Pirush on the Mishnah. Okay, next, second line, Beis Shammai Omrim Lo Yiftach Lo Beneder. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to volunteer to make a neder about the fruit. Meaning you tell the guy says I'm going to kill you unless you give me your field. So you say no, it's truma. I'll even make a neder that it's truma. You can't volunteer that. If he says, yes, truma, make a neder to me. If he says that, then you could answer, says the Beis Shammai. But you're not allowed to volunteer the neder. Beis Hillel says, no. You're looking out for yourself. You're even allowed to suggest it. You're allowed to initiate. Beis Shammai omrim, b'mashehu madiro. Beis Shammai says, again, if he makes you take a neder, you're only allowed to take a neder exactly what he wanted you to take a neder about. You can't suggest it, and even if he suggests it, you can't go beyond what he wanted you to swear about. Beis Hillel says, no, even without, you can go even above and beyond. Yeah.
Is that only by neder, or would they even argue by shvua?
Does Beis Hillel says you can't even take a shvua at all? Beis Hillel says you can't take a shvua. Would he allow you to suggest the shvua?
Right.
The Gemara is going to talk about that. It sounds like, what does it sound like for the Mishnah?
Only by neder.
It sounds like you can only suggest it, not by shvua. That's going to be the diuk the Gemara is going to make, and we're going to reject that diuk. So continue the Gemara. So we have a machlokas. Beis Hillel, does it apply to even shvua? Can you even suggest a neder? Can you make a neder beyond what was suggested to you? Kate said, what's an example of going above and beyond? Amar lo, if the moches or the horeg says to you, Omar, say to me, swear to me, Kona Mishti Nanisli, right? Say that your wife is usher to you if what you're saying is not true. The Omar, and the guy answers, Kona Mishti you Bunai Nanisli. Forget only my wife. My whole family's involved. My whole family's going to be usher to get benefit if I'm not telling the truth. So Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai says, in that case, Ishta Muteris Ubanav Asurin. Find your wife is off the hook because that was the one that was suggested to you by the perpetrator by the horeg, but the children, the banav, they're usur because that's above and beyond. You brought that on yourself. That's not included in this neder of haragan and haraman and mochsin. Beis Hillel says no problem. No, everybody's mutter because you're even allowed to suggest it yourself.
Is that the reason, or is it neder
for? Yisrael asked the Karen Ora's kasha. Ask the Karen Ora on this mishnah. What does it sound like from the mishnah? It sounds like if Beis Shammai would agree to Beis Hillel, if Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai, that you're not allowed to add anything extra on, right? If Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai, then he would agree to the Beis Shammai's din. And what's Beis Shammai's din? Beis Shammai's din is that the wife is off the hook, but the children are still aser. But what do you mean after Karanara? We have a more basic reason. We spent two blot on it the past 2 days. Neder shehuta miksasa huta kulo. Then once you make a neder and half of it's gone, that's what Beis Hillel holds. So it sounds like from this Mishnah that if Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai that you're not allowed to go beyond what's suggested to you, it sounds like it would stand. What do you mean? It wouldn't stand according to Beis Hillel. So that's the Karen Ora's kasha. Answers the Karen Ora. No, here is different. Because originally, you at least meant what you wanted to say originally. Right? Whether you saw a group of people eating from your field and you say, everybody's usher. Oh, I didn't know my father was there. But originally, you had everybody in mind. Here, Meikare was fake. Here, you didn't want to take the nether Meikare. That's not a... Regarding the father, regarding the suggested... So that's not Huta Miksaso. That's not Miksas. That's something that's totally different. You didn't have a total toas meikara. So you don't call that huter miksasa huter kula. Kiva galon is kavin lindar klau to amar belibo hayom. That is the Karen Orr's answer. The Shalmi Nedarim quotes his kasha of the Karen Orr and just gives another answer. He says, beautifully, huter miksasa huter kula is a bidi evet concept. You never say that would allow you to do something lachachiva. Huter miksasa huter kula is if you did something and something is broken, half heart is broken, then the whole thing's broken. But to hear, to allow you to be noder lachachila beyond, that's what he says. Lanias dati yesh lomer. To hacha ma'ari shemutu lachachila linder b'lishava. Lo shayach lomer netar shudu miksasa huter kula. To zeh lo shayach rak b'dievet. Shlo lesar haperos alayhem. That is number two. And number three, gives the second. The Shalmi Nedarim gives the second answer, and that is, if you say like we said in the Ron yesterday, Ron quoted in Machlokas Rishonim, remember Titosus and the Ramban, whether Huter Miksasa Huter Kulo is limited to cases of Pesach and doesn't apply to Charata because Pesach undermines the whole thing Meikara, so here nothing's being undermined Meikara, so the whole sugya, the whole issue is not Shayach here. Because we're not talking about a nether or a charata where something is retroactively undermined. So if you say based on that Ran in the Ramban, so then you would not say the principle applies. So again, the Karen Orr asked the Kasha, he gives one answer. The Shalmi Nedarim gives two other answers. Again, the Kasha on this last line of the Mishnah. What would Beis Hillel do? What about Huter Miksasa Huter Kula? Okay, says the Gemara. So the Mishnah had said that if somebody is forcing you to give them their land, whether it's somebody who would kill you instead, or somebody who would take all your money instead, or a moches, a tax collector. You're allowed to make this up. Ask the Gemara. You're allowed to fake out a tax collector. You're allowed to lie. V'yamar Shmuel, Dina de Malchusa Dina. Shmuel's din, quoted in four or five places. Dina de Malchusa Dina. What do you mean? The law of the land is the law. Not allowed to lie about taxes. A little lie about taxes. You have to pay the taxes. What do you mean? If the tax collector comes and says to you, you know, oh, that's Shruma. Right? Oh, that's not taxable income. It's not taxable income. What are you talking? You know how to do that, says Shmuel. So our answer is two answers. Amar of Chidina, Amar of Kahana, Amar Shmuel, b'moche she'en lo kitzva. Rav Shmuel says, in the name of Shmuel, this, what are we talking about here? By an infinite amount of money that a tax collector is asking. En lo kitzva. Meaning it's not somebody who's coming with, oh, these are your taxes. No, he wants to take all our money. So mochi she'en lo kitzva, that's not called taxes. That's not called dina de bachusa dina. In the Lashon of the Ran, that's called chamsanusa de moches. That's not called dina de moches, that's not a din. That's chamsanusa, that's just taking away, plundering us, and that's not included in dina de bachusa dina. If it's an infinite amount that they're just taking and taking, if there are no laws, there's no laws. It's just a pirate. That's a pirate, that's not a government. Number two, to be Rabbi Yana Yamar, but moches ha'omei me'elav. It's talking about a tax collector who was not appointed by the government. So somebody is trying to take other people's money. So again, either way, those two are not included in Dina de Bachus Adin. Okay, so this is a huge topic. Let's talk about it for a few minutes. What is the source of this din? Shmuel says it in a number of places in Shas, but no source is ever quoted. What's the source? Where does it say in the Torah? Is it a Daraisa? Most poskim hold it's a Daraisa. There's a Beis Shmuel that says otherwise, but 99% of the Mefarshim say this is a din Daraisa. Where's the source of it in the Torah? Where does it say you have to follow the law of the land? To follow God. Where does it say you have to follow Dina Machuz Adina? Says the Radvaz, yeah?
He's assuming that it's not Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, we're going to get to that in a minute. What about Eretz Yisrael?
So he's assuming it's not Eretz Yisrael.
Well, we're going to see. We're going to see. Not all Rishonim have any type of limitations.
If it's Eretz Yisrael, then...
We're going to see. We're going to see we're going to see that in a minute in the Ran. But first of all, what's the Makar? So the Radvaz in Hilchos Malachim says, it's based on a halach in Hilchos Malachim. Says the Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Malachim, Rishus Yeshlam Melech Litein Mas Alam Litzorachav, O Litzorachav Melchamos. The king, Parsha Melech, Parsha Shoftim, right, is allowed to take taxes for his tzorachim. V'kotiv lo meches v'asur l'abriach b'nei meches shalom. It's also to get out of the tax of the king. V'yesh lo ligzark shakomi, and the king can make laws. Shakomi sheyignov ha-meches yilkach l'mono. Whoever doesn't take taxes, you can take his money. Oh, yehareg. Or put him in jail. Well, the Halon Omer quotes a drasha. Shakol ha-amer parshas ha-melech, melech zolchepo. There is a machlokes in the Gemara. There's a machlokes in the Gemara that if you look in Sefer Shmuel, when the B'nai Yisrael asked for a king, which was very controversial at the time. Shmuel gets very upset, and Hashem gets very upset. All different pshatim there, why are they so upset about it? Isn't it a mitzvah daraisa? 5-6 pshatim in the Rishonim, why are they so upset? But either way, Shmuel says to them, if I appoint a king, you know what he's going to do? He's going to be able to make highways through your backyard. He's going to be able to take your servants. He's going to be able to do whatever he wants. So there's a machlokas in the Gemara. Was Shmuel just trying to scare them? Or are those really the halachas of the melech? That is a machlokas in the Gemara. Do you say, kol amar v'parshas melech, melech aserbo, or melech mutterbo? We paskin mutterbo. We paskin mutterbo. The melech, that wasn't just a scare tactic. That was literally, the melech's allowed to do that. See, he was scared. Maybe he was scaring them because he was upset, but it was true. Says the Radvaz, this is the source, Zinin Zemachus Adina, Parshas HaMelech. Says the Radvaz there on the Rambam, V'yomer v'kam v'kam v'zinin Zemachus Adina, v'yafilu malchei goyim amrinim v'zinin Zemachus Adina. Even though here the Rambam is talking about a Jewish king, but Zinin Zemachus Adina is an outgrowth of that halacha. That is source number one. The Ritva, what? Dalet Aleph in Hilchas Malachim. Dalet Aleph. The Ritva, the Rashba, and other, the Rishonim in Yevamos Daf Mem Vav, have another suggestion. They say, no, a king who conquers a land is kona everything in the land. If there's a conqueror in a land, so then everything that belongs, you're the servants of that king. So you have to pay. If you're a servant, then he owns everything of yours. So it's based on a halacha of Kibush Mochama. It's based on Kibush Mochama. If a government takes over, if a king takes over, if there's any type of authority that takes over, so you're the servants of that authority. That's a second idea. Rabbeinu Yonah has a third suggestion, and that is Hefker Bezen Hefker. Hefker Bezen Hefker, which would only apply to monetary issues. Hefker Bezen Hefker, the source of Hefker Bezen Hefker, the Gemara in Gittin tells us there are two different psukim. One in Yoshua, one in Ezra, what the source of Hefker Bezen Hefker is. But again, Hefker Bezen Hefker means Bezdin is in charge of the money of Klal Yisrael. So they set up that, you know, we should follow the government, as long as it's not against the Torah. We should listen to the laws of the government. That's written Rabbeinu Yonah and Baba Basra and Daf Nun Dalet. As a Daraisa, right? Hefker Bezen Hefker is a pure Darabanan. Pure Darabanan, well, we Daraisa, they can't take our money. It's based on a pasuk in Nevi'im, but I think it still has Daraisa ramifications. So either way, this is Dina Zabachus Adina. So one of the major, Dina Zabachus Adina applies in major various applications. Probably the most famous one is taxes. So there is a Ron. There's a Ron. Everybody quotes them. If you know one makar in Dina Zabachus Adina, this is Ron right here in Adar Daf Chav Ches. What does the Ron say? Let's read the Ron. B'moches ha'omen ve'elov. Right in the fifth skinny line. Shloba mitzvah samelch. The kasuv etosvus. Says the Ron, quoting a tosis. When does this principle apply? Only by malchei ovdei kochavim. Let's call that governments in chutz laretz. Mipnei sheharet shelo. Because the king of that land really owns that land. And that king could tell you in Motasim Isfosei Agarish Eschemenaris, if you don't do my will, I'm throwing you out. It's not your place here. It's not your place here. So therefore, pay me or get out. So Din Zabachus Adina applies to Chutz Laretz. Aval b'Malchei Yisrael lo. But the kings of Malchei Yisrael, he's talking about right in the olden days, you do not apply this principle. Why? Lefisha Eretz Yisrael kol Yisrael shutfen ba. Because we're all partners. We're partners in Eretz Yisrael. What, you're going to throw me out? I have as much a right, right? The law of return by Jews. That's the law of return, right? We all have a chelik of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, says the Ran, we're all shutfen in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, Melech Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael would not be, the Dina Zabachus Adina would not apply. This is the Shita of the Ran. Yeah. Is he arguing on the Gemara?
That Shmuel said that everything was true.
The Shmuel says that what?
That they could take, if you could take your backyard away, but, he could charge
but,
taxes.
I'm saying, but the I'll show you the Rashba, but that's according to one man, the Omar. Where's my Rashba? Here. But the Rashba, according to the Ran, quotes from just the opposite. The Rashba quotes the fact that there is another man, the Omar, that says Aserbo. He quotes this idea of the Ran. He's a Tayda Lacha. Tahachi, I'll prove to you that it doesn't apply to Malchi Yisrael. Tahaika Manta Amar, Kala Amar Parashas Melech, Melech Aserbo. Right? There is an opinion out there that says that everything Shmuel said in Sefer Shmuel, Shmuel Aleph, is not true. How could that, what do you mean? It's not true. You stole the principle of Dina Bachus Adina. How could there even be a principle like that? An opinion out there that says it's Aser. Ella Delonemer Dvar Melech Malchi Yisrael. Unless it doesn't apply to Malchi Yisrael. It only applies to Malchi Umos. And that's how there can be a Manda Amr that says, Melech, Melech Asurba. So the Rashba follows this idea of the Rambam.
Shlomo conscript all those people to come build the base.
How does Shlomo do it? I'm saying, so you have to work out those days. Machlokas and Sanhedrin. You can look at how they work out all the rights that the king had throughout. But this is the Shita of the Ran and some other Rishonim. But, not all Rishonim agree to this. The basis, okay, according to the Ran, what's the basis of Dina the Machus Adina? The fact that the king's in charge and he can throw you out. And he says he can throw you out so he can make you pay the taxes if he allows you to live there. Other Rishonim, most notably the Rashbam and the Rambam, two big guns. The Rashbam in Baba Basra, Daf Nun Dalad Amid Beis, quotes a very different opinion of Dina Machus Adina, what the basis is. Dina the Machus Adina says the Rashbam, Kol Masim Ba'arnunios, Umin Hagel Shal Mishmate Malachim. All taxes and minhagim and laws that the kings make, shiragilim lahanig b'malchusam, that normal kings and governments make, dinahu. That's the din. Why? Shekol b'nei ha-malchus mekablim aleihem mertzonchem. Because everybody has accepted them as the ruler. Chukei ha-malchum mishpata. Hilkot din gamerhu. Ve'elim machzik b'mamun chaveru. Af al pi chok ha-melech. Anog b'ir mishem gazel. It's not gazel. Why? Because everybody's accepted this as the government, as the king. Nothing to do with that. He could force you out. No, you accept him. This is an accepted government, and therefore, they're allowed to make laws. And the Rambam says this as well. He says nothing about the Ran's idea. Chilak malchei Yisrael malchei Hakum. He says, "Shari yiskimu alav bnei osa haaretz v'samcha daitan shu adoneihem v'heim lo la'avadim." Right. That's the if they've been accepted. They've been accepted, and therefore, this is a major machlokas between the Ran and the Rashba versus the Rambam and the Rashbam. The Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like, not like the Ran. Not like the Ran, following the day of the Rambam, Kedarka Bakodesh, following the Rambam. And therefore, big nafkamina, some suggest, what about a government in Eretz Yisrael? What about a government in Eretz Yisrael? So they, oh, that's a nafkamina. If you say like the Ran, Eretz Yisrael is just as much as mine. They can throw me out. Therefore, you know, there shouldn't be a Dina de Lachus Adina that's based on Eretz Yisrael. But according to the Rambam, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you know, that is Dina de Lachus Adina does apply to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shechter just has the Hosafa, right? Most say that, oh, it's totally on this Machlokas. Says Rav Shechter, no. Even according to the Ran, today, the Dina de Lachus Adina does apply to the government today. Why? Because what was the whole discussion in the olden days? A king that is gathering wealth for his own benefit, for his own treasury. That's where you could say that, because he could throw you out, he could tax you. But Bizman Azeh, what do taxes do? They go for pave the roads, they go to pay the police, they go to pay. So basically, you are a shut. That's not taxes. That's not Dina, for the Dina is going to the king's treasury. No, that's part of Shutvis. All the citizens paying taxes in a country are Shutvin. So of course you have to do that. Of course, the rove is machria on the miut. He says, just like if you have a group of people that are living together and rover mosque or something, so the miut has to be meshuvah to that. He quotes an example amazingly. He says, you're on an airplane, you go to Eretz Yisrael. I'm sure the quote is in the Ginas Egos. It's new, safer, and Simin Memches. You're on an airplane, and it's getting light. 3 hours after you get on the plane, it's getting light, even though it's 2 o'clock in the morning for you. So what do the flight attendants say? Close all the shades. They call the shade. What do you mean? I want the shade open. I want to see the sunrise. No, because everybody else is sleeping on the plane. Everybody's sleeping. You're opening the shade for. Everybody starts screaming at you. You have this tiny little ray of light that makes the whole plane. So they say, close the shade. That's the haskama. You're all shechinim on the plane. You're all one community, and you have to be meshuvah to the laws. V'yaros anosim, aros leshikol anosim, v'yachad dinim kashutfin, v'yarov kam koveas tanayis chayvus. So he says here, nira pashit b'demokratia she'ein tachlis tashlumi hamasim lahashiras mishehu. Nobody's getting rich based on these taxes. Elo lachaso says hotzas hamedina shetzrichim l'shalim l'doar for the mail basifas ha'ashpa, the gathering the garbage v'nikiyom meyashtiya v'cheres machabei eish, the firemen v'amishtara. Nimsa she'ein ze bechlau menas hamelech. This isn't the melech getting something. Ela harei kochol anshi hamedina dinim kashutvin. She harov tamid yochol lokufla hamiyut. That's it. So even if you want to say like the Ran, doesn't apply today to Bizman Hazeh. And therefore, Dina de Lachus Adina would apply to the government in Eretz Yisrael today. So that's Rav Shachta's Chiddush in the Ginas Egos. Again, there are just two limitations that the Shulchan Aruch already quotes regarding Dina de Lachus Adina. This doesn't only apply to taxes. It applies to many other examples as well. But number one, Dina de Lachus Adina can never go against the halacha from the Torah. If Dina de Lachus Adina ever, if there's ever a din, Dina de Lachus Adina, they're not allowed to wear tefillin, obviously. Dina Chuzadina doesn't apply in that case. It doesn't apply to monetary matters. But if Dina Chuzadina ever violates a Din Daraisa, so a din ben a Torah, so then you do not have to have Dina Chuzadina. So again, yeah?
That's even true even if the law is a universal law?
Even if it's a universal law.
Everybody has to bow down to that statue over there, the whole country?
Right, even if everybody has to bow down to that statue. Haman. Right? Right? Shechita comes up. And Rav Avadi has a tshuva in the last tshuva in Yachaved Das Chelek Dalet. His tshuva about inheritance, Yerusha. What if the law of the land? He's talking about the Israeli government. You go there, and according to law, boys and girls get equal. Let's say we know there are all different halachic ways to make sure that to give inheritance to the daughter. Shtar Chatzi Zachar, right? Make a tznai. If my daughters don't get, then I give away all millions of dollars before I die. So there's different ways to get at. Let's say a person didn't do that. And his kids just want to go to, a civil court in order to for the girls to get Yerusha. So the first half of the tshuva, he talks about the Israel going to civil courts. That's the first half of the tshuva. And the second half of the tshuva, he says, if the sons want to go to a bezdin and be mochel, they can be mochel. But you can't say, the dina of dina that you uproot Yerusha. Again, that's just one example. There are many examples of this throughout. But Shchita came up a number of years ago. Exactly, but that is number one. Number one, dina of dina cannot go against a din. A halacha. Number two, if a din singles out the Jews and unfairly makes them subject to a halacha and nobody else in the country, that also does not subject dina mechuz dina. If the Jews have to give 85% taxes and everybody else gives 25% taxes, then also dina mechuz dina does not apply because it's not that's not called that's in the category of chamsanusa. Chamsanusa de dina, that chamsanusa de moches and not dina de moches. Okay, but this is one of the number of places in Shas where this comes up. Okay, two dots. That's the action on today's daf. Is Zina d'machlus adina. Okay, so now we continue. Two dots. Shehein shal beis hamelech. V'yavol b'shein shal beis hamelech. You're allowed to make up a neder. Let him make up a neder that something belongs to the government, even though it doesn't belong to the government, to the beis hamelech. So ichinader, what exactly is a neder? What does the Mishnah say? Like we asked before. It just says you ought to make a neder that is truma. What kind of neder is that? Say, Echinader, what's the lashon? Amr, Rabbi Amram, Amar Rav, Ba'omer, Ye Asru, Peros Ha'olam, Alai. All fruit should be Asr on me, Im Enesh HaBeis HaMelech. All fruit of the world should be Asr on me if it does not belong to the king. It does not belong to the king. Kiva, so the Gemara says, Kiva, the Amr, Yesru, Isru, Alei, Kalpera, the Amma. 1 minute. The second that you say all fruit should be Asr, they're Asr to you. What do you mean? What do you mean they're also to you automatically? So the Ron explains, and it's expanded upon by Rav Shimon Shkup, Dvarim Shebelev can only enhance something that you say, but it can't contradict something that you say. And therefore, that's what the Ron here says. It can only explain, it can't go mamish against something that you said. So therefore, once you say all fruit are usher to me, if this isn't Shuma, so how can you undermine that? It's all usher. It's all usher. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Add in a word. Ba'omer hayom. You said, all fruit are usher to me today, if that's not truma. So the Gemara says, it's e da'omer hayom omakal b'nei moches. And the guy's going to know you're joking. Oh, it's usher you today? Oh, very nice. So you'll know it's not truma. So ba'omer b'libo hayom. You'll say very quietly. Hayom you'll say so he doesn't hear you. Umoti b'svasav stam. And you'll just say, all fruit are usher for me today. If it's not truma. So you'll say it very low. Yavagat the Sri Lan Dvarsha believe in Dvarim, and even though usually we say that's a Dvarim Shebelev, it's not halachically recognized. Lagabe Onsin Shiny. So here there is more flexibility on the Dvarim, on the Dvarim Shebelev. We've noted in the past a number of times the three categories of Dvarim Shebelev. Tosfos said this earlier in this Masechta. Tosfos quotes this in Kedushin as well. And that is, there are different situations. There are some cases that you don't even need to express anything. It's so obvious. It's Dvarim Shebelev, Belev Kaladam. A person gives away all of his possessions because he thinks he doesn't have a Yorish. And the next day, a long-lost son walks in. So obviously, people know that he wouldn't have wanted to give it away. He didn't make a tznai there, but he didn't want to give it away if you knew you had a son. That's one category. Another category is, that's so obvious. Another category is not obvious at all. I sell you something. Do I know that I only want you to buy it if it rains tomorrow? So that for sure you have to say exactly b'feirush tonight. And then there are middle categories where it's kind of maybe but we're not sure. That's umdana. So again, there are three different categories. There are different rules in every category. So here, it's an ones, you know, so it's a haragin, so we know kind of that it's not meant. So we will have some flexibility in terms of the neder, but still you're not allowed to make a neder that beferish goes against what you mean. Period. The Ritva here also has an ha'ara that says when you say all fruit are asur to me except it doesn't. There's a our girsa has kol peire alma. Some Rishonim either take out the word kol or they say kol is lav dafka, because that's a nether she'ef shalamod bo. You're never going to eat another fruit in your life. Says the Ritva, that's like taking a shvua that you're not going to sleep for 3 days. Where we say it's batel right away. It's batel right away and go to sleep. But says the Ritva, it can't be lav dafka kol peiris. Dim kain havi nidri havai. Tal milsa dol efshar. Right, ask the children. It's impossible that I'll never eat fruit in my life. That's like not sleeping for 3 days. It's not the same thing, but the Rishonim assume that it is. There's a kenoda shelo yishan shlosha yamim. Elach ma'iskinan, you said mixas perus yiduim. You say certain fruits. Again, right, but it's amazing they make that comparison that eating fruit is just like the need to sleep. Because they didn't have as much packaged material on those days. They didn't go to the store and buy cookies. You know, so they lived much more based on natural items. Okay. Weiter, tu das. Beishamay omrim. Beishamai said, why, by the way, just before we do that, why isn't this a Nidre? We had one of the four shvuas that you don't even need any hatara is Nidre Onsin. Nidre Onsin. So why isn't this a neder Nidre Onsin? Why is this a neder Onsin? This is a neder that you took Ba'ones. Earlier it was a Nidre Onsin or automatically, you know, what was a neder Ones? I want you to eat by me, and if not, all the food are asur, and then you got sick, or your son got sick. So that doesn't need any hatara. And here, you make a neder. And it's not in the category of Nidre Onsen. So the Rishonim point out that the Nidre Onsen are only if you make a neder properly and then an ones occurs in terms of the fulfillment. Somebody gets sick. But here, you made a neder, it was under duress, but that's not the same category as Nidre Onsen, where the ones was originally what caused you to make the neder. So again, it's two different categories of nedar. Why isn't it a Nidre Zeruzin? What a Nidre Zeruzin is just you want to encourage somebody to do something. You're just trying to get him off your back. You're not encouraging him to do anything. You're convincing him of a metzius, but it's not. You're about not being mizaris him. To that, beishami omrim bakol v'chulu beishami omrim. So we're going to quote the half the Mishnah here. Beishami omrim bashu madiro beisil omrim afeishen madiro. Kaze omrim lo konem ishti nenesli v'omar konem ishti ubanin nenenli. So Hillel says you're even allowed to volunteer parts of the neder and the whole neder. Beishami says no, you're not allowed to suggest it, and you're only allowed to swear be no there what was suggested to you. So in that case, if you said something on your own, it's asur, because that's beyond what you should have done. And they're both mutar, because you were allowed to suggest it yourself. Beishamai says, you're not allowed to suggest to take a shvua. Take a shvua in this case. You're not allowed to swear about whether it's truma or it belongs to the Beis HaMelech. You're even allowed to be poseach with a shvua. Lebe Shammai, now we're medayik. 1 second. Lebe Shammai, shvuhu to lo yiftach lo. Habaneda yiftach. Be Shammai in the Brisa says you can't be poseach with a shvua. Is that mashma that you can be poseach with a neder? Because shvua is more chamor. Shvua is more chamor. So in the Brisa, you're not allowed to be poseach. You're not allowed to suggest a shvua. You're allowed to suggest a neder. But lo, vatzan. But our Mishnah says otherwise. Vatzan be Shammai omrim lo yiftach lo be neder. Our Mishnah says you're not allowed to even be poseach with a neder. Visu, and also, miftachu d'lo yiftach lo b'shvua. You're not allowed to suggest the shvua, ha-meder nader b'shvua, but you're allowed to take a shvua if it's suggested to you. That's not, but our Mishnah says otherwise. Beishami omrim bakol noder chutzi b'shvua. So the Mishnah and the Braisa give different ideas about what the shitas of Beishami b'shilal are. So Gemara says, you're right. Tana masnisan b'neder? Really, Beishami b'shilal say their shitos across the board. Beishamai says you're not allowed to even suggest a neder, and Beis Hillel says you're even allowed to suggest a shvua. The Mishnah mentions neder to tell you the kocha Beishamai, that even a neder Beishamai does not allow to suggest. Tana Brisa b'shvua l'diach hakocha to Beis Hillel, and the Brisa tells you shvua to tell you Beis Hillel even allows that because the shvua is more chamur. Why is it more chamur? Look at the top line on the Amud. in the Ran. Tichsiv ba lo yinakeh. It says you will not be cleansed. Right? Shvu is more, is very chamur, more than a neder, and then maybe it's more because it's on the gavra that also makes it more chamur. So that's why to allow the shvua is a bigger chiddush, and that's why our mishnah says shvua. Rav Ashi Amar Hachi Tani. Rav Ashi says that the brisa that's quoted a different answer. That brisa has nothing to do with us. Totally different issue. It's not about a case of haragin and haramin. The machlokes in the brisa is just about whether there's a principle of she'ela b'shvua. We've mentioned a lot that you could get out of a neder various ways. Harata Pesach, could you get out of a shvua? Let's say you swear and the next week you go to the chacham. Could a chacham get you out of a shvua? So that's machlokes b'shamay beis hillel. That's what this is talking about. Whether you could, that's what the brisa is talking about. Nothing related to our mishnah, so there's no stira. Okay, period. Next mishnah. Hare netios ha'elu karbanim eina nixasos. You go over to a fruit tree, a fruit, the bush, and you say, these fruit are a karban if they're not cut. That's the language that you say. Right? These are a karban if they're not cut. Or, talus zu karban eina nisrefes. This talus, these clothing of mine is a karban if it's not burned up. The Gemara is going to say, all you need to do is to be makdish these things. You want to be makdish the fruit. You want to be makdish your beged. But you said it for some reason in this backhanded way. Why? We'll have to see. You say, these fruits should be hektish if they're not cut. Or the beged. So the Gemara is going to say, the Rush quotes it already here. It's a very windy day. And you don't think your tree is going to make it. So you want to give it some chizik. So you say, oh, I'm going to give this to the base of Midrash as long as it's not cut down. Meanwhile, you think it's going to be cut down. But lo and behold, it wasn't cut down. That's what's going on here. It says the Rosh, you see it about the eighth wide line of the Rosh. Ra ruach sa'ara min ha'sheves. You see a wind coming. V'chaludonis b'safek. Shlei tolshu min ha'ares. You think all the trees are going to fall down. Either that's the case in the Mishnah. That you say, this tree, the fruit should be a karban if they're not cut. The talus should be a karban if they're not burned. Yesh lem pinyon. So in those cases, you can, after making the tree hektish, you could be poted. You could be poted. You could give money to the base of Mikdash, and then the tree or the talus will go to chulin. Hare, and why is this? What is this mishnah doing here? What does this mishnah have to do with us? So the Rush says because it's like a nidre shogegin. It's also like a neder that you don't fully mean, like the last mishnah. That's why it's in this parak. This parak is an asmachta, right? Maybe asmachta l'staka, right? Lehektish is different. But either way, this parak is all about nedarim that you don't mean. Next, hare netilos ha'elu karban ad sheyiksasu. Let's use this lashon. These netios should be a karban. This fruit should be a karban until it's cut. Talosu karban ad sheyiksasu. This talos should be a karban until it's burned. Ein lam pidyon does not have pidyon in that case. Why? The Gemara will explain why. Right? Because you might have said just the opposite. It's only kadosh until you cut it. Gemara v'lisni kadoshos. The Ron takes out the next two words. The ein kadoshos. Why doesn't it just say? It's hektish. What do you have to say? It's hektish. If it's not cut, just say it's hektish. And pidyon, so Gemara says, I did deboil Mr. Seifa, ein lam pidyon, tarnami rachel eish lam pidyon. He uses this lashon because the Seifa is going to have to say ein lam pidyon. We don't understand the Seifa yet. The Gemara is going to have to explain why the Seifa says that lashon. But that's why he says in the ratio, yesh lam pidyon also. Hechi nadar, exactly what is the case of neder? What do you mean? The Ron explains, every fruit tree, all fruit are eventually going to be cut down. Everything. So what do you mean? It's kadosh if it's not cut down. Of course they're going to be cut down at some point in their life. They're going to fall off at some point in their life. So what kind of nether did you make? There must have been a time limit. So Amar Meimar, Ba'omer im Eina Nixasas Hayom. That's what you said. If they're not chopped off today, they're going to be hektish. V'yavar Hayom Alon Nixasu, and they weren't chopped off. So Gemara says, Imkein Lamalei Lameimar, Pshitas, then that's obvious. You made a nether. These fruit are hektish if they're not cut today. That's obvious. So lo tzricha, the chiddush is what we mentioned before. Go to ika zika nefisha. It's a very windy day. V'haktani lagabe talis. And what about talis? V'talav l'sreis v'kaima. What, talisim are always burned? So in, yeah, because the case is going to delayka. There's a fire next door. V'hakanami dika zika nefisha. So there's a wind, there's a fire, and therefore you don't have high hopes for your trees or for your clothing. So you make this net there. Salkadayka demasek adayta delo mitznatzlan. Umshavachi kanada. So you might think you're not serious in your net there, and it should not work as a net there because it was under false pretenses. You didn't think it would really come true. Kamashmalan, it does come true, because either in Hilchos Nedarim, or maybe hektish. Maybe for hektish, you have less of a standard. But either way, that's the way it works. Okay, so we'll stop here. This two dots starts a sugya that goes on for the next blot and a half. And on Sunday, Be'ez Hashem, we have top five Ron in Hilchos Nedarim. We had one in Daf Ches. I think it was the last one we had. Dina Zachus Adin is also probably top five. So we had Daf Ches about Talmud Torah, we had Chav Ches, and Daf Lamed. We're going to have the Ron about Kiddushin. Ron, what does a woman do by Kiddushin? Okay, so we will pick up on Sunday.